Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. This time, we're taking a look at some companies that have been making headlines: Occidental Petroleum, Micron, AMD, and we're even heading over to the Chinese markets with NIO, KE Holdings, and Alibaba. It's a lot to cover, but that's why we're here, right?
Exactly. Got to
Anyway,
stay ahead of the curve.
that's what we're all about. Let's start with Occidental Petroleum, OXY. They're really going all in on this carbon capture technology.
Yeah, that's interesting, right? Because you've got this sort of two-sided pressure on the whole energy sector. I mean, on the one hand, the world wants energy as we recover from the pandemic and everything, but investors are really starting to demand sustainability.
So are they just doing this for good PR, or is there a real business strategy here? Oh no, OXY is playing the long game here. They're betting that these investments in carbon capture are going to position them to really profit from regulations that are likely coming down the pipeline. They could even become a leading tech provider in a carbon-neutral world. It's pretty savvy when you think about it.
It's like they're looking years, even decades ahead.
Absolutely, and that's the kind of thinking that made Warren Buffett interested.
Right. Berkshire Hathaway, Buffett's company, has been steadily increasing its stake in OXY. That's a pretty strong vote of confidence.
Yeah, if Warren Buffett's putting his money there, it's worth paying attention to. It's not just about looking good, it's about cold, hard cash. They're setting themselves up for a future where carbon capture isn't just a nice to have, it's a necessity.
Okay, so from the oil fields to the world of tech now, Micron Technology and AMD. Everything runs on data these days, which means memory and processing power are king.
Totally. And these companies are right at the forefront of it all. Micron, they're doing incredible things with NAND flash memory. That's the stuff that makes your phone and your SSD drives crazy fast.
Right, I've heard of that.
Well, get this. They've just come out with the industry's first 232-layer NAND, which is mind-blowing in terms of performance and storage capacity, basically cramming more power into smaller and smaller spaces.
In AMD, they're going head-to-head with Intel.
Oh yeah, big time. The Ryzen CPUs and Radeon GPUs are giving Intel a real run for their money, especially in the high-performance computing world.
So it's a good time to be in the semiconductor business.
You can say that again. It's only going to get bigger. Think about your own life. You're probably using more data than ever before.
I know I am. Streaming, video calls, it all adds up.
Exactly. And that brings us to a company that's become a part of all our lives, Amazon. But they're not just delivering packages anymore, are they?
It's almost like they're everywhere you look, right?
It's wild. They've got their hands in everything: healthcare, groceries, with Whole Foods, that whole cloud computing thing with AWS. Like, what don't they do?
It's pretty impressive how they managed to stay ahead of the curve like that.
It's all about diversification. That's their secret sauce. Even if one part of their business slows down, say people aren't buying as much stuff online, another part can pick up the slack.
So, like their cloud computing business, that's probably doing pretty well, right?
AWS is a beast. I mean, they are dominating the cloud computing market. All those businesses moving their data online, all those apps we use every single day, they need somewhere to live. And Amazon is providing the real estate, basically.
It's like they built the digital infrastructure for, well, everything.
Pretty much. So yeah, they're diverse, they're forward-thinking, and they're sitting on top of a market that's exploding. Makes you wonder why we even talk about other companies, all right?
Well, there are some interesting things happening elsewhere too. Let's jump over to China for a second. We've talked about NIO before, the Tesla of China, but they're doing some really cool stuff with this battery as a service concept.
Right, the BaaS model,
Yeah.
that's a game changer. See, one of the big things holding back electric vehicles is range anxiety, right? People are afraid of running out of charge.
Yeah, I'd be lying if I said that hadn't crossed my mind.
Yeah. So NAO is like, no problem, just swap out your battery for a fresh one.
Yeah.
They have these stations where you can do it super fast, like faster than filling up your gas tank.
That's pretty slick.
It is. And it solves a major pain point for potential EV buyers. Plus, it makes the upfront cost of the car lower so more people can afford it. And it means NIO can keep improving their battery tech without having to redesign the entire car. It's smart on so many levels.
And this is happening in China, where the government is really pushing for EV adoption, right?
Exactly. They got huge incentives in place, so NIO is perfectly positioned to ride that wave. They're playing the game really well.
Speaking of playing the game well, KE Holdings BIC, they're tackling a really interesting challenge. The Chinese real estate market is, well, how do I put this?
A bit of a nightmare.
That's one way to put it. But BIC, they're trying to bring some order to the chaos.
They're like the digital real estate agents everyone wishes they had. They've built this platform that connects buyers, sellers, renters, you name it. They use all this data and AI to make the whole process, from finding a place to getting a mortgage way smoother.
And with a market the size of China's, even a small slice of that pie is huge.
Oh yeah, Bees has some serious potential. Now, for the big kahuna, we have to talk about Alibaba.
The Amazon of China.
Kind of, but even bigger, more complex. They're massive in e-commerce, obviously, but also in cloud computing with Alibaba Cloud, which is going head-to-head with AWS, especially in Asia. They're even dabbling in artificial intelligence. You name it, they're probably doing it.
Sounds a lot like Amazon, actually. So what makes them different?
Well, for one, they have to deal with the Chinese government. And lately, Beijing has been cracking down on big tech.
Right. I'd heard about that.
It's a tricky situation. Alibaba has to walk this tightrope between following the rules and staying ahead of the curve. It's a balancing act a lot of tech companies are facing these days.
Definitely something to keep an eye on.
It really is. It's not just about understanding these companies on their own, though. It's about seeing how they all fit together, right? Like, what are the bigger forces at play here?
The trends that are shaping the future, basically.
Exactly. And these companies, they're not just riding the wave, they're creating it in a lot of ways.
So where do you see this all going? Like, with Occidental Petroleum and their carbon capture tech, is that really going to be a thing, or are they getting ahead of themselves?
Well, whether it works perfectly or not, the idea that we need to do something about carbon emissions is here to stay.
So they're smart to at least be trying.
Oh, absolutely. If they figure it out, if they can make carbon capture actually profitable, it could completely change the energy industry.
That's a big if, though.
For sure. For sure. But then you've got companies like Micron and AMD who are pushing the boundaries of what's possible with technology. We were talking about that 232-layer NAND memory, right?
Yeah, that was pretty wild.
It's not just about making our computers a little faster, though.
Oh.
I mean, it is, but it's also about the bigger picture.
The data explosion.
Bingo. All that data needs a place to live, and that's where you get Amazon Web Services. They saw this coming years ago.
They were ready for it.
They were more than ready. They were building the infrastructure. It's a good lesson for any business, right? Mm-hmm. Anticipate the future. Don't just react to the present.
And sometimes that means betting on something totally new, like what NIO is doing with battery as a service.
I'm telling you, that BaaS model is brilliant. It solves so many problems at once. The cost of EVs, range anxiety, even the environmental impact of battery production.
Plus, they're doing it in China, which is already leading the way in electric vehicle adoption.
They're in the right place at the right time with the right idea. Hard to beat that combination.
And speaking of being in the right place, KE Holdings is tackling the Chinese real estate market, which, let's be honest, sounds like a real challenge.
Oh, it's a beast. But Beacon, they're using technology to make it less of a headache for everyone involved.
Transparency, efficiency, all that good stuff.
Exactly. And then, of course, you can't forget Alibaba. There's like the 800-pound gorilla in the room.
The Amazon of China, but with its own unique set of challenges.
Yeah, that whole situation with the Chinese government and the crackdown on big tech is definitely something to watch. It just shows how important it is to understand the political and economic landscape that these companies are operating in.
Absolutely. It's not just about the bottom line. It's about the bigger picture.
100%.
Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today. From oil fields to data centers, electric cars to online marketplaces, it's a lot to digest.
We've been all over the map. But hey, that's the world we live in, right? Fast-paced, ever-changing, and full of surprises.
That's for sure. And on that note, we'll leave you with this. Think about all the companies and trends we've discussed today. Which one do you think will have the biggest impact on your life in the years to come?
That's the question we should all be asking ourselves. Because the future is closer than we think.
Truer words have never been spoken. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, everyone. And until next time, stay curious out there.